What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls?
What up, what up?
We are back with the Third String Podcast, episode three?
Three.
Yes.
Beautiful.
We are
Beautiful.
Your hosts, Miguel Lopez and
Daryl Jones.
And we're going to get right into it right now.
So, did you, I mean, we last kind of left off on the UNC Duke game.
And we were wrong.
Like, completely wrong. Right. It wasn't even close. Did you, I know you watched the game.
Yeah, the whole thing, it hurt.
You watched, it okay. Hurt. So 30 seconds in when Zion gets hurt,
yeah,
I'm watching it, but then I kind of checked out.
Yo, I actually missed that.
You did?
I was doing so. Oh, I was on the phone with Spectrum for 2.5 hours during the game.
Really?
Yeah, and they still messed up. They transferred me 5 times. But anyways,
and you're like, the Duke's game's on.
Yeah, like, I was still watching it in the background, but while on the phone getting stressed. So I missed it. I forgot the game was on, so I turned a little late, and then, like, somebody texted me and said, he's out. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, that's the biggest fear that you could have.
Yeah, but, especially for a number one pick with a future. I'm like, the Knicks or Suns were probably like, no, he's our player. No.
I mean, fortunately, he's still fine. He's, it was a sprain?
Yeah, it was a sprain, minor sprain.
Yeah, but it was sad, and then seeing all the memes and the photos with him exploding out of his shoe, like he is the Hulk.
You gotta be like, at first Nike was like, it was a bad look for Nike, but then it was like, you could capitalize off this.
How?
Because you could say Zion is so powerful, no. We have to create a shoe that can contain him.
So Jocelyn, guys, my wife, used to work at Nike. And they had issues with clothing. Like, it's low key, it's dope, but it's cheaply made.
Really?
Didn't know that. Like, stuff would rip. Do you also remember how the jerseys, NBA jerseys, are sponsored by Nike now, and how easily they were being torn? Do you remember that? Like last season,
right?
Yeah, they're having some issues, and also their stock in the stock market dropped tremendously.
Yeah, after this, after that, they did. And then they're Paul George.
That's a lot of power. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but because RJ Barrett, he had 33 points that game. Since then, he's been doing great. Our guy Cam Reddish had 27 points.
In that game. Yeah,
yes, in that game.
He struggled Virginia Tech last night?
Yes, Virginia Tech.
At the time of recording this, yes, last night. And, they kept trying to give him the ball at the end of that game. To hit the three to get back into it. Right. Good looks. Just like Ray Allen used to say, I shot the ball well, but it just didn't go in.
It just didn't go
that
in.
That is the best mindset ever.
That is great.
But that, keep shooting. Yeah, keep shooting. Keep shooting your shot.
But Cam Reddish is a guy that right now he's not a number one option. So I prefer him. That's why I still think he's the best for us, because he can be behind Trae Young and
I 100% agree. What we were talking about, that I felt like it shifted my want for him. First it was RJ Barrett. Then I was like, yo, Cam Reddish is that dude. But then I was feeling iffy, like it shifted again. But then no, what you just brought up made a lot of sense, that he needs to not be the number one guy.
Yeah.
He needs somebody else. And I say that's perfect for the Hawks. And the reason I say this, because Zion on the court with Cam Reddish, Cam flourishes. He dominates.
Absolutely.
I think that's good for the Hawks, because you don't need him to be the number one guy.
Nope.
If we needed a number one guy, you need RJ Barrett.
You have to get RJ Barrett.
But then I'm like, I don't know if I want RJ. I do want him, but
because Trae Young just dropped 36.
Trae Young, you need him to be that guy and be the point of contact, the number one guy with the ball. Because what I learned from this Virginia Tech game, RJ Barrett can definitely do a lot of things.
Yes.
Like, he's very skilled.
That's why I always argued RJ Barrett being the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, do you consider, like, first of all, Zion is a clear number one.
Yeah.
But do you consider?
And I want to go into that in a second.
Okay. But do you consider RJ Barrett being the number one? Like, do you think about it?
Can they co-be number one?
Like, can they co?
This is one of the best freshman duos I've seen in a long time. I don't think you can go wrong with one or two in that. And it's they're so good that if you take one person at number two, you're doing, like, it's cruel. You're doing a disservice.
Yeah, and I think that it's written in the contract that whoever number one has to take Zion. But I think Zion should be the number one.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. But I would not be mad if RJ Barrett, like, if I'm the Knicks or Suns and I got the number one pick.
Yeah.
And we took RJ Barrett. I'm not 100% that mad at it. I think RJ Barrett going in was the number one prospect.
Besides a new franchise, what do the Knicks need?
They need everything.
They do.
They need. It
what do they need to keep?
Well, Dennis Smith Jr. Yeah. If you're gonna, because I don't think you're gonna get a point guard. Other than that, they have. I think his name is Napier, the rookie. Let me think of it. Let me look it up. Ooh. But they have a rookie that's doing pretty good off the bench. Other than that, Knox. Do Knox.
Right.
Oh, is Alonzo Trier?
Okay.
You can keep him. And
what do you need more? More of a bigger man or a guard? Like,
I think if you're the Knicks, you need whoever's box office. Who will put the most butts in the seats? And it has to be Zion.
It's Zion. He's way more exciting in that realm to the non-college basketball watcher or person who's not on social media watching all the dunks. Zion's.
It has to be the guy who puts the button in the seat. Even though I believe RJ Barrett can do it, but who's going to do it more?
Absolutely.
Is Zion. But that's why I'm saying if you're Phoenix, like, this is like the top heavy draft.
RJ fits Phoenix.
He does fit Phoenix, but also Ja Morant.
Yeah.
The point guard of Murray State. Like,
I don't think they need a point guard.
I think that's all they need is a point guard.
Okay.
Like, if they need a point, if they have, I think they struggle because they don't have a point guard.
Right, okay.
So, Ja Morant, like, this top heavy, this draft is going to be very good. But speaking of top heavy, Nazir Little. Nazir Little. Like,
in the Duke-North Carolina game. Again, the biggest game of his life so far.
Yes, and he's coming off the bench.
Uh-huh.
He's averaging, I believe it's 9.7 points a game.
That's so generous to me.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, he earned it, but I mean, it's just like, you're like, not... No offense, like...
doesn't need to come out.
No, I don't remember if we touched on that. We did touch on it, and you...
I said, this has to be a big game. Yeah. I said, it has to, and he comes out with 2 points.
We talked about if... his stock would go up if he either went beast mode and scored a lot of points.
Right.
Or if he shut down RJ Barrett.
And none of that happened.
Shut down nothing.
Now, I still, you know how I look at mock drafts. Yes. I still have mock drafts having him in the top 10. I see him basically going to the Washington Wizards.
Not starting.
Yeah, I see no way. He goes. I think if he's first round pick, he has to be bottom. I think he should.
I think he should stay.
Yeah, I think he has to.
If you've watched college basketball enough, the ones that do stay, they literally develop very well.
Yeah, very. And it's a few sophomores with DeAndre Hunter, Jared Culver, Rui Hachimura, whose second year is way better than their first.
Yeah. It takes a lot to get adjusted still to that level.
Not everybody gets it. No. First.
And don't be ashamed to stay 2 years, even though I'm an advocate. I'm saying people should.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting your feet wet the first year.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting used to the classes, being a full-time student, traveling 30-something games and March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
So much traveling. They're going to the Bahamas, like the for good teams. They have the early tournaments and holiday tournament, things like that. A lot of travel, and then
it's an adjustment. But to his credit,
mm-hmm.
he did score 18 points against Florida State and 11 against Syracuse. I just think he's not consistent enough because even before the Duke game, the Wake Forest game, he scored 5 points. So. It's just like, and then he's not even like Duke. He only played 11 minutes. Maybe that was a blowout. That's why. But
he kind of seems like he shows up a little bit when it matters to bigger programs. But you play a bad school or a bad program, he doesn't really thrive.
He's just not consistent to me. I think the only thing that gets him in the first round is because he plays defense
right. Very well. So I would say, first round, yes, but not high up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. The drafts got him. You know, I do drafts all the time. Right. They got him going to the Washington Wizards. I'm still shocked by it. But that is my fear that the Hawks would go.
Right now, what pick would that be?
I think it is the 7th.
Of course, all this could change. But yeah, that's still too high.
That's way too high.
Way too high.
But thinking of people who probably need people, mm-hmm. I was looking at the Los Angeles Lakers, and that's another thing we talked about.
Right.
Like, we had them going 4-2 in their next series.
As we did talk about, I believe, episode 1, if I'm not mistaken, yes.
It started off really well.
Yes, we predicted... well, Daryl, you asked me, what do I think? You named them off, and I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I said the Lakers would be in their next, what, we said 6 games? Yes. I had them going 4-2, and then the Kings, who they're neck and neck with, they would go 2-4.
Right.
So...
And it started off really well because they beat Houston, and we both said that...
That could be hit or miss. I mean, people hype up Houston, but... They're sitting kind of in the middle of the pack.
And then they're one person centric.
Oh, absolutely.
But they beat them. And I had Houston actually beating LA.
Yes.
But they won. So I was like, oh man, this is going to go off to a good start. And mm-hmm. then they lose to New Orleans, who has no Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And then lost to Memphis.
I never count Memphis out for some reason.
Yeah, but Memphis, for both New Orleans and Memphis, it would behoove them to lose.
Right.
Because for the draft pick. But Memphis traded away Marcus Gasol.
Yes.
So they have Valanciunas, which is, he's no slouch.
No, correct.
But this team was supposed to be really good. Like, what, I'm talking about the Lakers.
Lakers?
Are supposed to be really good.
Are they? Well, let's talk about that from the jump. From when they put together the meme team.
The meme team.
They're playing their part. Not really meme-wise, but as far as the joke, like, they have talent. Like, I don't mm-hmm. hate them, but they're not showing anything. There's so many different personalities. They don't mesh. LeBron, clearly, again, is not happy.
So not happy.
He's back in Cleveland in a mindset where he's doing everything.
Yeah, but, and then Ingram is coming on pretty well. His last game, he had 32 points against Memphis, 29 right. points against New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So, and I thought the most clash would be with him and LeBron, because those two play the same position.
Yeah.
Ball has been hurt, and he's not a great shooter.
He low-key stays hurt.
Yeah, he does. But he's not a great shooter.
Yeah.
But defensively, and he's a great passer. He's a good rebounder.
Oh, he's a good passer, yeah.
So those can be... Kuzma has cooled off since the beginning.
Because LeBron's back. Yeah, and that's not a good thing. LeBron ain't going anywhere. So you have to stay hot if you're going to stay on this team. Which he will. But I'm saying you got to find a way to tweak it and still give me numbers.
Okay, so... LeBron is used to having the oldest teams in the league. When he was with Miami, Cleveland, they were one of the oldest teams.
I like that.
This one is really, really young.
Yes, and it shows it has flaws.
It shows. But because they're so young, like stuff like the trade deadline of Anthony Davis affects them. Because they're so young, they're not used to this.
Well, before we continue, what do you like more? Do you like the older squads or with the experience? Of course, you're going to have a little young mesh in there, but or do you like the young squad?
I think you have to have a mixture of both. But older, more top-heavy.
I'm with you. But from what I've seen, a lot of teams, GMs in the league, don't think like us. They like the younger squad, but there was something about the Lakers' youth mm-hmm. and those guys that people didn't really want. I think they do. If you offer another team, I think people would have taken the bait. But it was like we talked about, the GM for the Pelicans, ego trip.
Too prideful.
And it hurt him.
Yeah, that's why he got fired.
Yeah.
It was too prideful. You should have took this package.
I think it's a great package.
The only package that can be better than what New Orleans was getting was Boston.
I was going to say the same.
And that's because, first of all, Jason Tatum's a better player than all of them.
I think he's franchise tagged to me. He ain't going anywhere.
No, they already said it. He said it. He said they will put him in a trade.
Bro, that's foolishness, man.
He said it. And he said he's welcome to go to New Orleans.
I love his mentality, his attitude. I mean, I'm staying in Boston, personally.
Danny Ainge said that he would put him in a package, but it all contingent on Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie stays, then you're willing to trade away Jason Tatum because you still have Gordon Hayward who plays the same position. And
what do you do?
What do I? I'm keeping Jason Tatum. Me too. I don't want. And if Kyrie wants to walk, I let him walk because I think Jason Tatum is a future star.
He is. That dude's year last year was incredible.
Yes, I think he's a future star. Yeah. I think you keep Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
If Kyrie wants to go,
yeah,
I let him go.
I agree.
Terry Rozier was great in the playoffs last year.
He needs to work on the jump shot.
Yeah, but he was great.
I agree.
I think Boston, and then they have so many picks. Like
they're still winning.
They are winning.
Yeah.
They are winning.
Needless to say, their front office
Danny Ainge is one of the greatest.
Yeah.
He be fleecing people. He takes
They're pretty people. Set for the next few years.
Yeah, that's why, but he's trying to get Anthony Davis. So he's willing to trade Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all their picks for Anthony Davis.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. I think that you stay with Jason Tatum, you build around Jason Tatum. Because Anthony Davis is who he is. He is a top five player.
But all in all, you're going to have like the Pelicans, but a little bit better than what they were doing. What I mean is you're going to have this good younger guard-like figure, and then you're going to have Anthony Davis.
Right.
But there's no in-between.
Yeah, Anthony Davis only won one playoff series.
Yeah.
And that was last year against Portland when he swept them. I think New Orleans failed when they didn't re-sign DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes,
when they let
agreed.
Him walk, agreed. This whole thing happened.
I mean, let the rehab happen and then...
Yeah, they did well. But if I'm Boston,
mm-hmm.
I have to sit back and really think. To me, it's not even thinking about.
Right.
I'm not trading Jason Tatum for Anthony
Davis. No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not doing
When you that. Hit me with that, I said that's foolishness.
So for New Orleans, the best package then is LA. If Boston follows our motto.
Yes.
It has to be LA, where LA will give you Brandon Ingram, who just scored 32 points. Kyle Kuzma,
Lonzo
Ball, to New Orleans.
I think it's done.
Like, I don't get...
I don't think we go backwards and you don't get a second chance.
So you don't think they will offer that...
Again?
For Anthony Davis.
Again?
I think you have to. First of all...
So you revisit this later.
Yeah. Because New Orleans, because of the rule, the Kyrie Irving, that rule.
Yeah.
They can't sign. It was something about, I don't really get it. Something like first round picks, because both of them were first round picks. They can't be signed or traded. Like the other one
Correct.
Can't be traded for. It's a weird, NBA has weird rules like that.
Yeah.
So they have to wait till they re-sign Kyrie to be able to trade, or Kyrie walks.
Right.
So that's so, New Orleans is like, well,
and
I don't
Kyrie's
know.
Kyrie's actually willing to leave. Dude wants
Kyrie
to kind
is,
of
I
bounce.
Think Kyrie's going to New York. I can see him going to New York.
For what, a big contract?
Yeah, a big contract. Remember, he's from Jersey.
Right, okay. We'll segue into this. Okay. This is a little exciting. All right, I like this. Kyrie goes there.
Right.
You get Zion.
Get Zion.
Ooh.
And what if you could talk Durant into going?
Oh.
Now it's a little different.
Does Durant play with Zion?
I think if Zion has to play the power forward position, put Durant as small forward. So basically, you don't really, obviously, kind of don't care.
Do you know how much hate Durant keeps getting?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going anywhere for the rest of his career.
Because Durant, to me, I like Kevin Durant, but he's kind of like a baby. Like, he kind of complains.
If we're talking straight skill, gameplay, mm-hmm. I'm taking him all day. Forget off-court antics.
Yeah, all day.
Dude's a beast.
He's a problem.
Oh,
but I'm just talking about his antics, like having the burner accounts and going off on the media.
Is that real?
Yes, it's real. He had a burner account.
I thought that was just people joking on social media. That's real.
That's real. He had one.
He had a burner.
Where he would talk back at people who would talk back bad about
My
him.
Bad, y'all. I'm late to this. I didn't know that was real.
Yes, he has burner account. And I'm saying
How
those
is he not being roasted more?
Because, I mean, he's just a... Because he wins. He wins. So,
hey, I think
Kevin Durant should stay. But if you have... All right, let's say if you're New York,
I don't think he likes the idea of winning this much.
Like,
isn't that weird?
That's weird. He wants to win by himself. He wants to basically do what Kyrie did.
Yeah.
But think about if Durant stays with Golden State. If you're New York, if you're a New York fan, which either one are not, you get Kyrie, mm-hmm. but let's say you get DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
And Zion. Are you cool?
DeMarcus Cousins to New York?
Yes. Kyrie, DeMarcus Cousins, and Zion.
I don't like Cousins because of the same reason you're saying about mm-hmm. Durant. Because
of his attitude and stuff?
Okay. I don't see that with Zion. I don't think Zion needs that around him.
I kind of agree because remember when, I think it was Ricky Davis when LeBron got drafted to Cleveland, they traded away Ricky Davis because they didn't want him influencing LeBron.
It's a thing. And I think with Zion, I'm leaving it so much on him. You leave all that.
Right. Because you already got rid of Porzingis.
Yeah.
I think if I'm New York, I'm going to think about just drafting Zion and just starting building around him.
Yes, but I don't think you can afford to wait. You have to have some other veteran pieces. What we're talking about, I think Kyrie should go there. Even if you have just those two guys just working together for a while, I think you do good and then do kind of like LeBron with the Lakers and find the best in-between pieces. Keep what you have working for you, that's good, and then find the best free agents. Or if you can get people for the veteran minimum mm-hmm. that are still good,
you're right.
I think you go for it. Do you think people, they should try and get Beasley again? What, man? Why do you have to laugh?
Because Beasley's just been everywhere.
And now he's finishing his signing with a team in China right now. So I think he would like to come back to the States.
I
think he'll like the food better.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying there's many pieces in between that you need.
That you need, yes.
I don't think you can blow another year.
Yeah, because Caldwell Pope, he's a free agent that you probably could use.
Absolutely.
But do you trust Kyrie? Theoretically, to be a leader? Kyrie, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's already showed with Boston, who's going to a way better roster than whatever New York can put together unless they get Durant, too.
I actually think he would be better in New York than in Boston. I still think, even though New York has a bigger market, mm-hmm. I mean, it's
huge.
It's huge. I still think the fan base of Boston, it's way tougher.
Right.
It's way tougher.
And plus, New York needs to be relevant in basketball.
It makes it fun, yeah.
So much better. But going back to the Lakers, since we're talking about big markets.
Yes.
If they do not make playoffs.
Yeah.
Does this hurt LeBron's legacy?
Yes, but I think he's very happy. I've said this from the jump. This wasn't for him.
You think it was for like off the court, like
production? It's 100% off the court, mixed with a little bit of basketball. I think in these 4 years that he signed, mm-hmm. I do think he's going to retire at the end. I think I'm probably the only one in the world who thinks this. But if you guys actually just watch the way I watch, you see small things that he loves the game, mm-hmm. but just the off-season moves, going to Lakers. He did this for his family.
His son plays basketball.
Correct. They have great schools, great AAU market out there. Mm-hmm. He's doing this for his son.
Right.
And then what I looked up, his production company, mm-hmm. they are so busy right now with so many movies, TV shows, and just announced the what's the movie? Space Jam 2.
Yes.
What, 20?
It's too late. Too late for Space Jam 2.
It's never too late for Space Jam. No, it's I actually thought there was a chance it would have been Blake Griffin.
But really?
Blake's funny.
He is funny. He is funny. Entertaining.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Hopefully he's not hearing this.
Jokes. Please don't.
You know he gets in fights with team trainers, so he has no problem with us.
Yes. Don't take that serious. I am literally joking if you're listening to this. And he was beastly, but then that move going to Detroit kind of went downhill. So it's back to LeBron.
I just think it's too late.
I think Space Jam 2 is too late. I think Bad Boys 3 is too late. I thought Incredibles 2 was too late.
Did you see that?
Yes, I saw it. And it was too...
People liked it, but I think people liked it because of what they thought it...
Yes, it wasn't worth the wait.
No.
The over-the-decade wait.
So,
I'm passing on Space Jam.
Men in Black 3 was just like... That was definitely finishing your contract.
Yes, like
I don't think Bad Boys 3 filmed in Atlanta, by the way.
Yes. Do you see how much older Martin Lawrence and Will Smith look?
Will Smith still is doing his thing.
Put pictures up.
Yeah,
especially Martin.
I agree. I agree. It depends on how they tackle the story.
What is it going to be? 20 years later, we broke up. Now we're getting back together.
I still think it's going to be a fire movie.
I'm going to see it.
Oh.
I saw Incredibles 2. I'm gonna see it.
Talk movies later.
Yeah.
But I think LeBron is gonna try and dominate these 4 years. And get his jersey in the rafters. Seriously, in 4 years.
That's hard to do.
I know it's very hard to do. But I'm saying I think he's going to try.
Okay.
He needs to remember his legacy.
Right.
I know he's a team guy. People don't think that. I think he needs to think of his legacy at least this year.
Right.
He needs to put in that work and at least try and get them to the playoffs and think of his own. Mm-hmm. If they don't make the playoffs, to answer your question, to wrap this up before I let you talk about it, I don't think it hurts him. Okay. Going to the playoffs that many years consecutive, that many NBA finals, you guys are not thinking about how hard that is.
Right.
Who has done, he hasn't won. But to make it? Jordan didn't do it by himself.
That's true.
But you guys aren't giving... Because we're living in the day and age of social media.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not putting them at the same, standards.
Right, right.
And it's all... LeBron, if you ever hear this, which you will because we are becoming the best
duo in the world.
The best duo in the world. He gets a lot of slack and it's not...
It's completely unfair and I don't ever
You sit there
it.
And think and analyze... None of that he deserves. Minus he hasn't always taken the last shot.
No, and who?
That's
and
who, it.
And who cares? He's top in the league in scoring and assists. He's the only player to have those
at this point in his career. Well, a few years ago, I could have said this argument. He was a little better in stats than Jordan was at that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, but they're gonna put the 6-for-6 championship. Right. These stuff that he'll never
what year
compare
is this?
To.
14, 15?
It's 14.
And Jordan did 13.
So, and then they talk about Kobe, because this is the year
Kobe
tears his Achilles.
Ooh, at that point of his career?
Yeah, at this point.
Okay.
So people want to compare it to that. I think, does it hurt his legacy? No, because he's in a new team who are young. It's something he's never faced before.
Yeah.
But I think he should have considered not going to LA. I understand why he went to LA because we're talking about off the court stuff.
Right. But until I figured that out, I said, hands down, you go to Philly.
You say Philly? I think he should have just stayed in Cleveland. No. Not stayed in Cleveland because of the owner. The owner, you got to leave Cleveland.
Yes.
I think you have to leave Cleveland because of that.
I agree.
Because of the owner, yes.
Y'all know the story of what he said when LeBron left. So whatever. I think, you had to leave.
You had to leave, but I think he's going to look back and say...
I should have stayed?
No, not Cleveland, Miami. I probably should have stayed.
Oh, I think we're the only people who've ever said that.
Yeah, I think he's going to look back.
Ever left. Like, you should never have left.
Yes.
Wade still is playing a few more years if LeBron's
too.
Yeah. But Bosh with the condition.
Yeah, I think that happened like a couple years after he left.
Two.
Yeah, but you still had 2 years of him.
And then he's getting his jersey retired
there
next month in March.
Yeah, but to think of, I don't know if Justin Winslow would have been there, but all the players that they have, Josh Richardson.
They would have been fine.
They
would have figured it out.
They would have been fine. And I think he's going to rethink that. Even though he gave Cleveland his first championship.
Was he pressured to leave Miami?
I think he didn't get what he wanted. Pat Riley was so hard on him that he's used to getting his way, and he wanted to go back to Cleveland. He said, to win them a championship. Well, he did, so he should. So if he doesn't go to Cleveland, they don't get that championship, so I don't want to take that from him. But I think he's going to look back and say, you know what? either two things. Either
I don't think it's a regret per se, but I think before you continue, I do think he's happy with the decision, and I think that's an awesome decision. You went back and you won the championship, but it's almost like I wish you would have gone back, like go back to Miami.
Right.
But yeah, go ahead.
I think two things is going to play him. I think he should have stayed in Miami. And the second thing, and the second one is not his fault,
right?
But he should have never traded Kyrie. Soon as they traded Kyrie, absolutely, the writing was on the wall for LeBron. And he told them, do not trade him. We'll work it out. And they ended up
trading
him.
And he's that guy, man. He'll work it out. Yeah, he would.
They've been together so long, and even Kyrie calls him and apologizes because he sees how hard it is.
But wasn't it a little more Kyrie being stubborn and I want to be the...
Yes, definitely. It was Kyrie. 99% him. But you had 2 years. Kyrie, you didn't have to trade him. You could have waited. Could have
kept him and made him play.
Yeah. Even though he did threaten to have surgery. He did threaten to have surgery. I forgot
that. Dude said, bro, if you don't trade me, I will have surgery and miss the whole season.
But would you rather have Kyrie?
Why don't we talk about him on the scale of Durant?
Durant never threatened.
No, I'm saying of the baby.
Oh, of the baby? Because I think that was the only time. I think Durant has showed so many. But would you rather have had Kyrie sit out the whole year? Hopefully him and LeBron can talk it over. Or do what happened and had Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and that debacle.
See, what bothers me about the Isaiah, and he's still out hurt and recovered. Like, something's deeper than that. Because, like, it's the same thing, the hip, that he was recovering to try and come back and play for Cleveland. And now he's out and he's trying to recover and come back. But something's up with that. But I think you have the surgery. And you work it out off the court, and you stay LeBron. I think there's there's actually three situations with LeBron where you don't ever leave. What's the first that? Cleveland go-around where he left and went to Miami, I don't think you leave.
Okay.
And I'm not hating that he did, because, boy, was that fun.
Yeah, it was fun. That was
so fun.
And you're a free agent, you get to do what you
want. No, but I'm saying, was not the
Miami?
The Miami days.
Yes.
It was fun. Some of the most fun I've had. It was very fun. Probably since Miami when in the 06 championship in that little tenure.
Wouldn't you have loved to see Miami go against like the new Golden State? Like that might against Golden State?
How fun would that have been?
It would have been great.
I mean, it would have been better than the Cleveland Golden State 4 years. That was boring to me.
Yeah, especially the last one.
Yeah.
When you knew Cleveland didn't have a shot.
No. But I think when LeBron left the first time, you had, at the time, the second best record in NBA history that season.
Right.
I don't think you leave. But you remember when he took that jersey off in the tunnel, it was
you
like...
You knew he was going.
He was going.
You knew he was going.
The Miami four-year stint, I think he should have stayed...
Yeah, he definitely should have
stayed. Yeah, he should have stayed. Yeah, he should have definitely stayed. But I think, it didn't work out the way he wanted it to. Right. And then I think contract-wise, money-wise, I think he wanted more.
He wanted more. And I just think he wanted more leeway. I think him, his homeboys, his family, Pat Riley really wasn't going to play that stuff.
Yeah,
no. He wasn't going to let LeBron just do whatever he wanted.
Didn't you know that upon signing the meetings?
You should have known, because Pat Riley has made it.
Do you remember the first ever time when they got together and they sat down and they had that big show, which they need to stop doing big shows. Like
that one, not two,
not two, not three, not four. How far did it go? Like seven?
Yeah.
It could have happened.
It could have, if he would have stayed.
It could have happened, man.
And then because they lost, right? The fourth year they lost.
They lost the first and the fourth.
And the fourth. So you don't just bring it back just one more time? Let's bring it back.
At least two more years.
Yep. And then LeBron goes to Cleveland and he does what he's doing now.
Remember when
he goes to Cleveland? Yeah. He trades away Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love?
Yes.
It's no different than what he's doing in LA now.
And the reason also he left Miami, he felt like he was doing too much. Wade still lingering issues and he's getting older. But I think you stay there. And, you know, Wade wasn't on his way out yet.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was still...
But then, yeah, you go to Cleveland. You're doing the same thing.
You do the exact same thing.
As you did when you first were with Cleveland. I think you're always going to be doing that.
Yeah.
I think your best... I'm not going to call it a crutch by any means, was Wade and Bosh. But you're always going to be better than everybody, LeBron.
Yeah, so dude, I think he should just play point guard. Like, in this Lakers team, he just needs to play point. Until Ball comes back,
I think that makes sense.
Just play point guard.
I think that's amazing.
So, therefore, Brandon Ingram... Like, the problem...
What does Rondo do?
Rondo can still... He's the backup. He'll still have to be the backup. But, okay. Yes, he still comes... But the problem with LeBron is he does so much... that people don't know what their role is to fit with him.
It's hard to play with a freak like that.
Yeah, so if he just definitely says, I'm the guy who sets up, then everybody now knows what they're doing.
Right.
But we have to figure out in the confines of him doing everything, where do I fit in this?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work out. These young guys are still developing. They want to be, you know, their own man.
I think they're scared. I mean, I think LeBron trying to... And again, why I say he's at the tail end is you're trying to work with young guys is showing me that you're trying to also prove another thing that I can develop these guys into something great before I dip out.
Yeah, but then are you going to develop them or trade them? Because you can't do both.
You can't do both.
You're going to do both?
You're doing both.
But this is what I'm saying. You're threatening to trade them and then mad at them saying you need to be professional.
It's a mixture of him on his way out and he is still a competitor, which I love. Yes,
but then he has to pick one. You either trade him or you develop them. What are you going to do?
He's living in the moment where it's hard to make that decision. I want to develop these guys. That's the first end of the season that
now
you guys
saw.
Now I
want to trade them.
And now I want to trade them because, bro, my legacy's here.
And I've got to make the playoffs. I want... Anthony Davis. I want Kemba. I want whatever all-star raises their hand, I want.
And would you have done Kemba Walker?
If I'm New York, if I don't get Kyrie, I'm definitely going to Kemba.
I'm talking about L.A.
Definitely. Definitely I'm trying to sign Kemba. Kemba's a beast.
He's
just in Charlotte.
Which we both love Charlotte.
Yes, love Charlotte.
But
he's a native New Yorker. I think if they don't get Kyrie, they should throw all their chips for Kemba. If you get Kemba... DeMarcus Cousins, I think that's a...
And Zion.
Of course, Zion. It has to be Zion.
Okay. Kemba, DeMarcus Cousins, and I think RJ Barrett.
That's still good. That's really good.
I like that one a lot.
That's really good.
That's my... I'm adding that team to my Bleacher Report watch list.
That's really good.
To get alerts on my phone.
That's really good.
I think that one's awesome. And then Zion.
He'll be the Phoenix.
And then,
that's still good because they need that.
They need that, and then they're young, and then you give that a good 2-3 years to develop into a playoff team.
That's really good.
Yeah, I like that team.
I could talk about the NBA, draft all day, man.
Yeah, I mean, as we do this weekly, that's, you know, a little ways away.
I'm going to continuously. I look at the draft.
But segueing, as we are going to talk more about draft, let's talk a little football.
Okay, so this is what I did. I gave you a text. I'm just telling for the people out there. I told you to try this this link.
Right.
And this link is you can pick your favorite NFL team.
Yes.
And you get to pick as if you're the GM.
On the
clock. And it's called fanspeak.com on the clock.
Yes.
Right. So this I told
thing,
you.
This thing scared me.
Yeah. it scared you?
Yes.
Yeah, because they go really fast.
It was,
really fast. And I told you pick the Falcons and be a GM.
Okay.
Pick your... Pick your all the seven rounds, and let's see what each one come out. Did you pick seven rounds?
No.
How many rounds did you pick?
One.
Oh, you picked one
round? I didn't know.
Okay,
I told
my
you
bad.
It scared me, so I was like, I quit that day.
I quit? Okay. I did all seven, so I'm going to let you do. Let me know your first pick, but let me tell you. So we have the 14th pick in the first round, 13th in the second, 15th in the third, 15th in the fourth, 35th in the fourth, 14th and the 5th.
Definitely did not.
34th and the 5th. Yeah. 13th and the 6th. 16th and the 7th. I have all 7.
Oh, my bad.
I have all 9 picks.
My bad.
All 9 picks. And I think, I honestly believe, so we'll go with yours first.
Right.
I honestly believe Falcon fans would love my draft.
Okay.
Would love it.
You always have good ideas, so I trust it.
Okay.
And by the way, guys, I did not do all seven, but if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, yeah, I'll update that so you guys can see my
stuff. So what was your first pick? Now, I went extremely fast, and you're like, whoa.
it blew by, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And I just picked with, for first and only round that I picked for the Falcons in this was Juwan Taylor.
Cool. Of course, Florida.
Of course, Florida. I think in my subconscious, I immediately was like, this is going to Florida.
Okay. So why Juwan Taylor? And I think, I honestly think Juwan Taylor is a great pick.
Okay.
First. But do I think they'll do it? No, because we have not been great with offensive players in the draft.
That's actually not even who, when we talk more slowly on... Yes,
when we actually do our mock draft.
Mock draft.
Was yours different?
It was different.
Mine is different,
too. Mine's different.
Okay.
But just on this, because I was new, and I'm going to do this again, for sure, like I mentioned. Okay. But why Juwan Taylor? He's Florida Gator, and Dan Quinn loves that.
He does love Gators.
Yeah, I mean, so do the Patriots.
And that was actually goes into some of my picks, too.
Oh, but awesome. I'll yeah, so do the Patriots, for real.
Okay.
But why him? Offensive tackle?
Yes, offensive tackle.
He doesn't get beat.
Okay.
Oh, he does not get beat. We need that.
We do.
we need that, man. We need a dude that's going to... He's tough. He doesn't get beat. He's big on the end. One of the highest paid and most sought after positions.
Right.
We need that. And what I think he plays right.
Yeah, tackle? He plays right. So you would have Jake Matthews on the left, him on the right.
That's awesome.
No, that's great. The only thing is Tyler, what is it, Brelo, that we just re-signed.
Yeah.
His makes me a little scared.
Why?
Because we paid him so much money, and usually you're going to pay him money to...
people too much.
To like, he got starters money.
Yeah.
And I'm just a little worried about it.
Yeah. Who do you have?
Okay. Are you wanting me to go through my whole thing?
We'll start, of course, with first. And then, you can might as well go ahead.
Might as well.
And you guys listen up.
So, again, I've done this many times. So, I've done this years. A couple years, I always go to this. I play with it. Always
didn't know this existed, but I'm happy.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
it's actually pretty cool with us wanting to, like, GM. I think that's really cool. So
yeah, and it's cool to even later on just to keep playing with it. And also, if you do this while the actual draft goes on, it does the real draft. So let's say you do the whole first round and you want to do the second round. It's going to do the whole first round as long as you pick, like, let's say the Falcons do pick Juwan Taylor. As long as you pick Juwan, it's going to do the whole same first round. And then you can mock the second round how you think. So I usually keep going on.
Oh.
So, all right. So my first pick.
Okay.
I had to choose. Juwan Taylor was up there.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins was up there. Dexter Lawrence was up there.
Okay.
So these are all positions we need.
Okay.
But
do you have anything set? Like,
yes.
Okay.
So, but this player failed to me. And I feel like, first of all, I feel like he's a top five player.
Okay.
He's from a school that Dan Quinn loves, LSU. Greedy Williams, cornerback.
Okay.
Cornerback, Greedy Williams. He's a 6'3" corner. We need him against Michael Thomas.
Yes. Like, I am a firm believer. Anytime you have a beast mode, super tall corner that should be playing receiver.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Because it's rare, and if they're beastly, you take it.
Yeah,
I like that. Hopefully you guys like it. I like it.
Yes.
So you guys know that I think we needed to clean house.
Right.
With the DBs.
And we did. Poole's gone. Yes. Robert Alford's gone.
Yep.
I think a lot of people at first are going to be upset because they want us to go D-tackle. And this was really hard because when you make a decision, when I had Greedy, Christian Wilkins, Juwan Taylor, Dexter Lawrence, like, you know, when you did it, if you don't pick those guys, you have to be okay with losing them because they're not going to be around in the second round.
And that's real life. Like, this was actually kind of real that I noticed was if your guy, usually in the war rooms,
right,
they have a board.
Right.
If this guy's gone, we go with this. If this guy's gone, and then somebody can kind of overrule that and be like, no, I kind of want to go with this guy.
Yeah.
Because he fits
which
a little
is Dan
more.
Quinn. He has to overrule in.
Okay.
But I said, Greedy Williams, you put 6'3". I think that you probably, if Isaiah Oliver is who we think he can be, you move on from Trufant next year.
Like, you've been saying that, man. Move on. I like him if you got to keep him, but I mean, if you can, you know, have him bounce out,
that's cool. Better,
I'm down. I said clean house, except you one did. Person.
You did say one, clean house.
Possibly two.
Because of your floor. Of course, the Florida guy can't go.
Yeah, not even that. Yeah. He is a beast.
Yes. So, the second round pick, what do you say is a position of need for the Falcons? So, we already got cornerback if we follow my. What do you say? What position do you think we have to have?
You need to hit the O-line.
Okay.
And D-line.
Cool. Number two, Mississippi State.
Yes.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay.
Defensive tackle.
Okay.
Number three, Connor McGovern, Penn State guard.
I didn't even have that dude.
Guard. Yeah. And this is my favorite pick for the fourth round.
Okay.
Running back. Now, I had to pick.
You got to run.
Yep, fourth round. The running back I had to pick from, Damian Harris, Elijah Holyfield. These two running backs, both are really good running backs. You know what made me pick who needs? It's history.
Okay.
I'm taking Georgia running backs over Alabama running backs in the pros. Elijah Holyfield, I took fourth round.
That's true. That's very true. But you guys will see soon, I have Josh Jacobs. Very high.
In the first round?
Yes.
I have him in the first round, too.
Okay, cool.
I thought I wouldn't have him, but I do have him in the first round.
What, podcast or the
first I said one, no running said backs, and just, I do have
you
him.
You don't, even though the history,
yes,
I'm 100% with you.
I think Josh Jacobs is the highest rated running back, but there's so many running backs, and this is Justice Hill, Snell from Kentucky, Love,
right.
Bryce Love. I think I love Elijah Holyfield. I have to get a Georgia guy in there.
I'm with you, even though I don't like the Bulldogs. But for the Falcons and, what'd you say, fourth round?
Yep, fourth round.
I like that, but I like our stable of backs. Right. But I think he would fit. I think Freeman is your guy.
Right, but I also looking at moving on for Freeman, like after a couple years.
Soon,
And Elijah Holyfield. You put Elijah Holyfield who can do. And don't forget, Elijah Holyfield was third string. So he's used to playing behind somebody.
No, that's what I'm saying. I felt like you put him as on the list, the roster is third string, but you put him in.
You switch him in and out.
Second and third.
And you still got Ito Smith as your like receiving running back.
That's what I was thinking. I felt like you still keep him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely keep him. So now, next, this is also fourth round.
Fourth round,
the 35th pick. Okay. TJ Edwards, linebacker out of Wisconsin. Now, what I did with him is we need depth at linebacker.
By the way, you see their quarterbacks transferring? Wisconsin?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Yep. Everybody's transferring to college football this year. Everybody's a free-for-all.
I like it.
I do, too, and I think they should.
Mm-hmm.
But TJ Edwards, we need bodies as linebackers. We don't have, like, our starters is pretty cool. We have Deion Jones.
But those people get hurt?
Yes. Deion got hurt, Duke Riley did not do a great job.
No, not at all.
So TJ Edwards can be the backup middle linebacker. I think he'll be a buddy from Princeton, Prince.
Yes.
Or is it Harvard that he...
I think it's Princeton.
But I can't even pronounce his... No, I can't even pronounce. Foyasada? I don't even know. But he should be the starter outside linebacker over Duke Riley.
Right.
So...
Have you ever watched any Ivy League?
I haven't.
They usually come on Thursdays.
Oh, really?
On networks you probably won't watch.
Okay.
They're not good, but I watch them.
So how do you like mine so far?
I actually am down for it. I think with Dan Quinn being that guy, and I've talked to other people too.
Right.
He's gone if he doesn't deliver.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I thought about when I did this.
Yeah.
You have to do now. So,
but if you're going to go down as you being that defensive
and
guy.
And that's why I thought Greedy Williams, I thought you start off with two defensive players because you're going to do what you know.
You have to, or you're done.
So but after TJ Edwards, we're going to go back to defense.
Okay.
Jonathan Ledbetter, defensive end, Georgia. I picked up a lot of Georgia players, and I might be biased because I watch a lot of Georgia.
Yeah.
And Jonathan
Ledbetter. But the beauty of that is, if you watch a lot of your team, you're going to know who these people are and how dominant they actually are.
Right.
Like I said with the Gators, it's not just me being a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I know their skill set at that position. Right. How they rank.
Okay, so you're a Gator fan. Mm-hmm. So the next pick is Martez Ivy, offensive tackle, Florida. So there we have a
debate. I didn't even have him.
Yes.
I mean,
offensive tackle, Florida. I ended my last two picks. I put defensive end Sharif Miller from Penn State. Okay. Just a rotation guy that we could probably help develop in the future.
Okay.
And the last pick, y'all going to say I'm crazy, but I think I really like this
what
one.
What is this round?
This is the last seventh round. Pick.
Okay.
Terry Godwin, wide receiver, Georgia. I went a lot of Georgia in this.
Do you? If you want Georgia, why aren't you getting Ridley?
Because he's gone by that time. He's gone.
Trade for him. Get the Ridley bros.
He's gone by that time. But
two slot receivers?
Yeah, but he's development.
Well, we don't need all that.
Yeah, because eventually, if you put Julio and Calvin in the outside, you still have Muhammad.
Yeah.
I don't know if Justin Hardy's going to be back. And you still have Marvin Hall.
Right. Is there speculation that he's going to be leaving?
I think it's just up in the air. I don't know.
I think you keep him.
I think you keep him, too. I always think you keep your guys.
Yeah.
But Terry Godwin is a guy you can hopefully develop.
Right.
So that was my pick. Okay. So do you think if the Falcons do what I say,
right,
what do you think? You think Falcon fans will be happy?
I actually think Falcons fans would... They will become happy during the season.
Okay.
I don't think they'll understand it right off the bat. True fans, yes. They might keep your same positioning.
Mm-hmm.
Some... But they might switch out certain people.
Right.
But I think you're pretty on point with the positions.
Yeah, and just like you said, this is Dan Quinn's make it or break it year.
Right.
If he doesn't do it this year, he's going to get fired. So I tried to pick people that he felt, because he re-signed Vic Beasley.
Right.
Vic Beasley's coming back. So he obviously sees something in Vic. Vic needs to step up. Tack needs to step up. We're hoping, I believe, Grady Jarrett comes back.
He should.
With Robert Alford gone, I think cornerback is the way to go. I think we can also get a veteran defensive tackle.
Yeah.
I think offensive line, they're going to sign it. That's why I love your pick. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe they're going to go there.
Well, as far as Vic Beasley that you mentioned, but I know how you feel. Yes. And then I'm also, when we talk about our draft picks with Clemson guys, I'm going to kind of touch on that. I don't think Beasley should have been kind of signed for this much.
$13 million.
$13 million.
For 5 sacks.
I'm a believer they should believe in him for a little bit longer. I do believe that.
He's our first ever draft pick.
Yeah, but not for that amount of money.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because he's a 5 sack guy. You can give me the great 2016 season, 15.5 sacks. Ever since then, before that, 5 sacks. After that, 5 sacks. After that, 5 sacks. He's a 5 sack guy.
Give him under Dan Quinn's defense, right, and if he dominates, which I think he should, because, I got to be a believer in the team.
Because you're we have to believe, because if we don't...
If you don't, and then it's the same thing as every year. We start the preseason, and then regular season, we're like, all right, y'all, this is it.
This is it. We suck in preseason.
We always do, but I like that. I like that. If you dominate preseason, usually I'm a believer you're not going to do well in the season.
Like when the Browns, they were undefeated, but then was defeated during the season.
That's true. But I think Beasley under this new defensive scheme, you have to believe in him. And I promise you, Quinn's not going to be easy on that guy. I'm talking about in practice, he's running first team, second team reps.
Mm-hmm.
You better hit that weight room, get a little stronger. You're staying after practice. You better go to OTAs.
Because I think he has to know that this is the last straw.
Think he knows that, or is he that cocky?
I just feel like you have to know.
Right.
Like, you had 15.5 sacks the Super Bowl year. You did nothing in the playoffs.
Right.
Nothing in the playoffs, even in the Super Bowl, you did nothing.
Yeah.
And then 5 after that, you just have to know that this is a make or break year. Like, if he does great...
I think he's going to ride or die with Dan Quinn.
That's what I was about to say. If he does great, Dan Quinn is going to stay. If he does bad, Dan Quinn is fired. I think the basis...
For one person?
Yes, I think it rides on... Because if we don't get to the quarterback, we're going to lose.
That's true.
So if Vic beats, I think our defense rides on how well it can be as great or as mediocre.
Yeah.
So let's go into the next, your whole mocker. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
This took me a long time.
Yeah, it took a while.
So let's do your top first 10.
Okay.
We'll do my top.
Okay.
We'll do
you want me to go first?
Way. Yeah. And then we'll break it up like that, and then I'll go next. We're at 11 through 20.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Starting out with number one.
Okay.
Arizona. Nick Bosa.
I think it's just like Zion argument. Whoever has the number one pick has to have Nick Bosa.
I think in that bloodline, they're just naturally just incredible. I don't think I really need to elaborate.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa.
Period. I think one person I've seen didn't have him.
Really? Who did they?
They had Quinnen.
Okay.
Which I'm not mad at. But I'm like...
It's Nick Bosa.
Number two in the draft. The first round. The 49ers select Quinnen Williams.
Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
Cool.
There are people also I've seen who have Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, which I'm not mad about Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. But
okay. Out of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So number three, the Jets. Rashawn Gary?
You have Rashawn Gary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Out of Michigan.
Okay. I had Rashawn Gary falling.
Okay, where?
I have him number 13 to the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, interesting.
I had him drop.
Okay. Number four, Raiders, with their multiple picks.
Yes.
I have Josh Allen there, out of Kentucky.
And that's really good. If that works out, then he replaces... why is his name is escaping me now? What is it?
When people, it escapes them, it also escapes me. I don't know how that...
Because I'm from Buffalo. It's gonna kill me, man. It's going to kill... Go ahead. Why
yeah. I figured this. Okay. So what? Number five, in the first round, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh Jacobs.
Really? Yes. That high?
That high?
And Khalil Mack.
Yes.
Yeah, it was going to kill me until I thought of...
Josh Jacobs, running back out of Alabama.
You have Josh Jacobs going that high.
Yep. Wow. That heat's going to fit him very well. You've been to that stadium. I think it fits him. I think it has his name written all over it. I think he's big. I think he's tough. I think he can play in that environment. Mm-hmm. Later on, I'm going to see that they are going to need to make a change possibly with quarterback. I'm going to touch on that. Winston is in his last year of his rookie contract.
I do agree with that. He's in his last year with Tampa Bay.
It depends on how he does. But yes, we'll touch on that. But yes, Josh Jacobs. What do you think about that?
Wow. I see where you're going with that.
Yes.
The only... I did differently because they were top... I think they were number four in offense. Their defense was terrible. So...
Okay.
I went defensively. I'll go with mine. I'll let you know after you're done with the top 10.
Okay, sure. So that's five.
But wow.
Okay. The Giants are next. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
QB.
So you had Dwayne Haskins on the
Calamari. But I have asterisks.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because we have Nick Foles is a free agent.
So you're saying Nick Foles could go to the
possibly GM. There. Are they not... Is that not the only thing they're really missing right now?
I agree.
Okay.
That's a good point of view.
It's either he's going there or he's going right next to number seven.
Okay.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
So if they don't get Nick Foles in a trade
Nick Foles
soon,
to Jacksonville actually would be very
same
well.
Thing.
That would actually be very
same
very
thing,
good.
Man. Like...
That's all they need.
That's all they need.
So who do you have?
If they have to draft Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Cool. Super short.
Super short.
But I think it would be... I don't think they're going to win anything.
Right.
But that's also going to be interesting because they have a quarterback.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
Okay. So we have... So we're at eight right now.
That was number seven. So number eight, I have... Montez Sweat.
That's a good one.
You think so? I felt like people would think that was kind of off.
I didn't have him going that high, but I can understand the Lions need pass rushing.
Yeah.
Need pass rushing help, so I can understand that.
Yep.
I actually went the same position, just didn't go Montez Sweat. So I understand why you went there.
And what school was that he went to?
Oh, Montez Sweat?
Yeah.
He went to Mississippi State. Michigan State. Was it Michigan State?
Was it Michigan State?
That was Michigan State.
I thought it was the...
I might have said it wrong.
That one I didn't write down. My bad. I just forgot. Number nine. I think it was... It's bothering me. Is it Mississippi State?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. It's Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State.
Because I put MSU, and I'm like, is it... Like, which MSU did I put?
You got to abbreviate it a little different.
Yeah, I got to abbreviate it a little different.
Yeah, so, yeah, had to get that right. Okay. Number nine, the Bills. Juwan Taylor.
Juwan Taylor, okay.
Juwan Taylor.
It's funny because we had a lot of positions, the same positions, but different players.
Yes, a lot of people have that from the things I've seen, but...
So number 10.
Number 10.
Denver.
Number 10, Denver. Mm-hmm. Byron Murphy.
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
Cool.
I think they need to...
I think that's good. That's
they're
good
not... Pick. I was going to say like a quarterback, mm-hmm. but then they keep getting...
And that's what I did. I was going to think quarterback until they got Joe Flacco. They have, and they still have Case Keenum.
Yeah, and... they're just all over the place to me, and I think it starts from the top, personally.
Absolutely. I think it'll make a break for John Elway.
Bro, it's been time.
Yeah.
With the Tebow thing, it's been time. It's been time. You don't draft the dude. Leverage him. He takes you to the playoffs, which I'm not mad at, what you did.
But you got Peyton Manning.
But you still should have kept him as a second string.
Okay.
That's just me. And that's not being a fan.
Right.
That's being real.
Is it a little bit
like
of a
you
fan,
don't
though?
Do what Tebow did and then you just bail on him like that. And then, real quick, I got to finish this story. You had a chance, Tebow, to... I love you to death. You had a chance to go to Jacksonville, but they wanted to make money off you, sell seats.
Right.
You would have been the starter, though. Right. You could have played your package your way. You would have been at home.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have been a starter. You could have made the Pro Bowl, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want to do that because they weren't as competitive, weren't a playoff-bound team, but you could have made them one.
Right.
And you felt like they were kind of, using you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so,
use them.
That's and then you went to the Jets, which I'm not mad at in theory. In hindsight, not mad at.
Right.
Rex straight used them.
Straight used them. He promised them a shot at the...
Yes.
He never gave them a shot.
No.
Never.
Dude was at punt protection.
Yes.
That is... Come on. You're not a huge fan, but that's the biggest slap in the face.
I agree.
Punt protection.
You're right. I'm not the biggest fan of Tim Tebow, but I do feel like he didn't get a fair shot.
That's... Yeah. Anyways. So you reap what you sow, Broncos, and you kind of are dealing with that.
Yeah.
But all in all, you're still there, and I got to do this, but I don't hate you. But yeah, Byron Murphy.
So your top 10 is pretty good.
Okay,
it's pretty good. Appreciate
you. Okay,
all right. We're not that far off.
Okay,
we're gonna see. It's a little difference, but we're not that far off.
Okay,
number one, it's written in the contract. You have to get Nick Bosa.
Yes.
Number two, I'm with you, Quinnen Williams.
Okay, cool.
I'm with you.
Two for two.
I think a defensive tackle inside would be great for them.
Yes.
Number three, Josh Allen outside. So I think we got the first three.
Yeah.
The same?
Yeah.
They run a 3-4 having him as
outside. No, we have the first two the same. I have Allen at number four.
Okay. Number four, I have, again, you had Gary
as
four.
Three. It's for the Jets.
Okay.
And then it's reversed. Yeah.
So, okay. I have Cleveland Farrell, Clemson defensive end, number four going to the Raiders. They need pass rushers.
Yeah.
They need the pass rush. Whoever you think is the best pass rusher,
that's
who you take
it.
On the board. They need pass rush because they have to replace Khalil Mack.
Yes.
Have to.
What do you think of that trade?
I
don't think it was a good trade, but what do you think he was thinking?
I think
because he's not a dumb guy by any means.
No,
you know
but that. I think that he thought he wants to build the team his way. He didn't want to pay them. I just think he wanted all new players.
That
to look
doesn't
like.
Seem like him.
Yeah,
to do that.
It felt like he just wanted new players. He just wanted to gut the whole team and then have new players.
I hope that wasn't the case. I hope there he has this secret
plan.
And I think he does. If you think of all the trades and draft picks, I think he has a plan.
I tried to do best for them in his picks.
Yes.
So number four, Cleveland Farrell. Number five, where you have Josh Jacobs. I have Greedy Williams.
Okay.
They can't stop anything on defense.
Oh, that's true.
And I think their defensive line is set. I was really thinking about Ed Oliver at this position. Yeah. But I think their defensive line is set. They need cornerback.
I'm curious and think of where you have Ed Oliver.
Okay. That's, and you'll see. Okay. So, Greedy Williams, he's going against Julio, Michael Thomas. You need a big corner.
Okay.
Number six.
Six, yep.
Kyler Murray, where you have Dwayne Haskins. And the reason I was going between Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins, but I was like, the same way I said.
What about this news that broke with Nick Foles, though?
I mean, that changes things. So, depending, I think Jacksonville for Nick Foles is great.
Yes.
With Kyler Murray, almost the same thing. If you went to Jacksonville, the same thing.
Yeah,
I felt like Eli is there just in case.
And they just said that they plan to have him back today, at the time of recording this, to have him back for the 2019 season.
Yeah, so you have Eli.
But just then, that's it. No future.
And you should just have for just now. But Kyler Murray, if you have a fear of him, you still have Eli right there, sitting there. And then I said, it's New York. Just like we said about Zion, you need to who will put the most butts in the seats, Dwayne Haskins or Kyler Murray. You can't go wrong with either one, but Kyler Murray is a Heisman winner. Yeah,
We have it reversed
because number seven, Jacksonville, Dwayne Haskins. So we had it exactly reversed.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Oh, wait. I had this. Oh, my bad. Going back. If Jacksonville, I completely forgot I wrote this. If Jacksonville, does somehow get Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's his name? Cody Ford.
Okay.
A tackle.
Cool. Tackle.
Would be
cool.
The draft pick for Jacksonville.
Cool. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a good pick. I had number eight where you had Sweet.
Is it Sweet or Sweat?
Sweet. I don't know.
I think it's Sweat because that's, but I think Sweat. It's EET for Sweet. I always mess that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had Brian Burns, defensive end from Florida State. So
I don't have any Florida State because they were don't just have Florida trash. State. They were just. I mean, I know individual people could still be good, but yeah. Go
all right. Number nine.
Wait, why him? Real quick. That's one I have to.
They
ask.
Have to get to the quarterback. They have to. He's I feel that like I looked be... at. Yeah, I was looking at stats and stuff. Then this is why I didn't have Rashard Gary. I think Rashard Gary had just 5 sacks, 5.5, and I just felt like his production wasn't there. I think Sweat, however you want to say it, or Burns, they both had 11, 12 sacks. So both of them are very productive. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them, but they have to get to the quarterback, man. They have to get to the quarterback. So either one I'm not mad at. I just, again, they're so fine-tuned. It's just who you prefer better at that point.
I understand.
Number nine, I actually asked, I have a coworker who's a Bills fan. I said, what position you think they need? And he said offensive line. You had to go on Juwan Taylor, right?
I had Juwan Taylor,
yep. I had Jonah Williams, Alabama. Ooh, so again, we both had the same position. And number 10, Denver, where you have Byron Murphy. I'm not mad at you because I actually thought about that. Ed Oliver. And I had Ed Oliver because if you have those defensive ends coming in the coming on the outside and Ed Oliver coming in the middle,
that's dope.
That would have been dope to see. I have Ed Oliver.
Why didn't you go with my Murphy, Byron Murphy?
I just thought because I thought getting to that, I just thought it would be more fun to have Von Miller outside. And then you got a buddy from Missouri outside. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then Ed Oliver coming in the middle.
It's just all about if they were to initiate that type of blitz.
Oh, it was. I just thought, like, could you imagine on the outside?
It would get old playing against them. Like, can you guys stop?
Because you got Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
And then you got Von Miller, both on the outside.
Yeah.
Pecco is, I think he's 34 years old. Mm-hmm. You need to replace him anyway.
Right.
I loved it. And I think you got Roby and Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you move with your position, you move Harris to the nickel.
Yeah.
To the nickel. So I'm not mad at your pick. I think your pick is very, very good. So I'll keep going.
Where does Poole go, by the way?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Think, I don't know.
Like I said, real quick, I think you released him like you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you signed him back.
That's not bad.
Okay. It depends on what you can get. But I think you keep him. there. But yeah, go ahead.
So now the next 20, and then yeah. the 11 through 20, mm-hmm. I'll go a little bit faster on this.
Okay.
So 11, I have Juwan Taylor. I think they need offensive tackle help in Cincinnati.
Interesting.
12.
I definitely did not go with that.
12, Green Bay Packers. They have to get to the quarterback, and this is where we have Sweat. I have Sweat there.
I have. I felt the same way. They need to get to the quarterback, but I didn't have.
Yeah.
Okay.
13, Miami Dolphins. Now I have Rashard Gary.
Interesting.
Yep. And I've noticed how many defensive linemen have gone. Like, seriously. And so that leaves 14. And I did my other thing before I did this. So I was like, I was thinking about cornerback, but at the time, so it was Byron Murphy, it was DeAndre Baker. If it Greedy Williams would have fell, I would have took him again, but I didn't. I went Christian Wilkins, Clemson, defensive tackle for Clemson. I don't think you can play with this pick. Like you said, this is make it or break it, Dan. And I also had to think of what would Dan Quinn do. Make it a breaker for Dan Quinn. I don't think he's going to go offense because that's not what they do. They always go defense for like the first two picks. You're shaking your head because I'm guessing you had something different.
I'm just Christian not going Clemson Wilkins. That high, man.
Christian Wilkins. We need a big. I do not want a Grady-like defensive tackle. I want the big defensive tackle.
Yes.
So 15, Daniel Jones, quarterback. Alex Smith is not. Like, you got to play like he is not coming
back. We're finally on the same page.
We're finally on the same page.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton has been hit entirely too much. Cody Ford. Okay. I have going there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
17. Cleveland Browns. I think they're pretty good at corner. I think they're really good at defensive line. What they do not have is linebacker Devin White, LSU, for middle linebacker. Okay. 18. They can't block anybody. They can't. I have Greg Little.
That's same.
Same.
Yeah, same.
All right, 19, Tennessee.
Yeah.
The one thing they need is wide receiver.
Same.
I have DK Metcalf.
I have him a little lower.
Okay, you have him a little lower. Yeah. And then last is Pittsburgh, 20. This is your boy, Byron Murphy.
That low?
I have him that. Because I had to look on need and... what people needed.
What do you have against him?
I'm not too good against him. Jeez. I have something against him because he's 20. The 20's over.
I have a corner there too, but you're going to like my corner.
Okay, so you're going 11 through 11. 20.
Yep. I like yours though. It's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid.
Check this out.
Okay.
Okay. So I have for number 11 in the pick, the Bengals.
Right.
I have TJ... Hawkinson?
Oh, you could.
I got a tight end from Iowa.
The tight end?
Yep.
I have him in my first round, too.
Oh, interesting. All right. Number 12 in the pick. Green Bay Packers. I always mess up his name. Ja'Kai Polite from Florida Gators.
Yep. He's in my first round, but he's a little lower, but he's in my first round.
Yeah, dude's just a beast, man. So, number 13, the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Jonah Williams.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why you go there.
Number 14.
Okay.
The greatest franchise ever, Atlanta Falcons. The
greatest.
Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver.
Ed cool. Oliver. Yeah.
But my only fear with Ed Oliver is because he was projected number one. That's really good at 14.
Yeah.
I just felt like he was too close to Grady.
Okay.
And are you okay with two people who are kind of undersized but are supposed to be very
that's
disruptive?
True. No. I think Grady's perfect for what he is and how he plays. So, yeah.
The only thing is different because I think Ed Oliver actually gets after the quarterback a little bit better. Right. So that would make it a little bit better.
But I guess I don't like that both of them are kind of.
And that's why I went the way I went. I went toward a bigger defensive tackle. Boo. But don't let me tell you. 15.
All right. 15. Redskins. Jones.
Got it. We both got Daniel Jones there.
If you've really watched Duke play. Upcoming program in football was exciting.
And they need a quarterback because you got to play like Alex Smith is not coming back after that injury.
Yeah, I know we talked about that.
Yeah.
What, 16?
Yep.
Devin White.
Cool, Devin
LSU
White.
LSU linebacker.
Linebacker.
Number 17,
linebacker.
The Browns.
Uh-huh.
Andre Dillard.
Really?
Yep.
I don't have him at all in my first round.
Number 18, the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Greg Little.
Cool.
Yep.
So we both are the same there.
Yep.
Cool.
19, the Titans.
Uh-huh.
Marquise Brown. Marquise wide receiver, Brown. Oklahoma.
Cool.
Yep.
Marquise Brown.
Wrap it up. Number 20, the Steelers. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Baker.
DeAndre Baker. That's actually corner, really good. So it's funny that we had like the same positions.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't have because the same players.
These people, they need what we're talking about, but it's mm-hmm. there's so much leeway with players depending on what you feel.
Exactly.
And then it's true. It can make or break your season based off of that one guy. So it's tough. You know what mm-hmm. you need position-wise.
Yep.
But who?
Yeah, who?
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to just finish off the 21 through 32 yeah. real quick, and then I'll let you. So okay. 21, I have your boy TJ Hockenson from okay. Iowa, tight end. I feel like Seattle needs help at receiving, and they have their receivers.
When I was doing this, I thought that, but like I felt like they were fine with the receivers. Okay.
And yeah, but that's why tight end.
Yeah.
Who do they have at tight end? But that's why I did.
They don't really throw to that position.
Right.
And we've seen that. So 22, I was like, no.
All right, so 24-2, Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. They need whatever's the best skill player available.
Are you serious?
Yes, they are terrible. And actually, I don't even know if wide receiver, because Lamar Jackson is not a great thrower of the ball.
No.
But I have him going wide receiver, yeah. A.J. Brown.
Interesting.
Wide receiver, Ole Miss. 23, Houston, Texas, my guy, DeAndre Baker.
Mentioning Ole Miss real quick, mm-hmm. You said the Ravens need?
They need whoever skill, the best skill player.
I have a wide receiver from Ole Miss too for them.
Really?
But it's not him.
So I'm guessing you have Metcalf.
Yes.
Yes. Whatever, okay. Whoever is your best receiver at the time, you need to get him.
Okay.
So next I have 23, I said DeAndre Baker, because they need to stop the pass.
Okay.
24, Oakland Raiders. I felt like they need a receiver.
They got that pick from the Bears.
Yeah, man. They got this from the Bears.
Yeah.
But this is their pick at receiver. Uh-huh. Is it N'Keal Harry?
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Okay.
I have that. Now, you're going to like this. Okay. 25. Uh-huh. I was like, what do the Eagles need? Running back. Josh Jacobs. I have at running back
okay.
here. Jay Ajayi like is a free agent. That's what
I think they can still get him back. And I think they right. still have a great chance.
I think you should go over Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Like, I think Le'Veon Bell. But even though
you said what?
I said Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But they also, and I forgot Indianapolis has the rookie running back that mm-hmm. did pretty well.
Yeah.
But Le'Veon Bell. I think,
that would be awesome.
But we have to go with what's happening now.
Yeah,
so I have Josh Jacobs going to Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
26, Indianapolis Colts. They are straight on offense. You might can argue another receiver. I have defense. I have your boy Polite.
That low?
I have your boy Polite.
Man, please. Y'all Oakland know Raiders. We do defense, yeah. And we're all going. It's Nick Bosa, then it's the rest of the Gators. This
is the rest of the Gators. Yes. 27, Oakland Raiders. I thought I already have them going. I think Cleveland Furrow. Is Oakland Raiders are 4 pick, right?
Yes.
All right. So now with the next pick, I have them also getting defensive end Zach Allen, Boston College.
So they're going all defense.
They're going all outside, going for the.
That's why I think that's not. Who I have, mm-hmm. Or the position, or that side of the ball.
Yeah.
But
nothing at all.
That's why I think there's a method to his madness. So,
right.
Yeah.
So then Los Angeles Chargers, you have Bosa on one side, Melvin Ingram on the other. I thought of the this same the thing I did. Pick? This is the, 28. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing I thought with Denver. I got Draymond Jones.
Ooh, coming. We're close, but no.
So I got the two outside and the one coming up the middle.
I got a linebacker.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. 29, mm-hmm. the best defensive player available. They need defensive players, but they need somebody who to cover the pass. I got Alabama's Deontay Thompson.
Interesting.
Going there.
Okay.
Green Bay with their 30th pick.
I got defense there too, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have who? You have defense?
Defense for the Chiefs. I felt like that's the only thing they're missing.
Okay,
cool. And I felt like they could get a running back too. But
for the Chiefs?
Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but not first round.
No, because running back, I feel like, is really what hurt them.
Yeah,
if he didn't do the stupid thing he did, he would have. But
Green Bay Packers, number 30. They have to replace Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Okay.
Jonathan Abraham, safety, Mississippi.
Hmm. Interesting. I have offense. I feel really? Like old boy needs more weapons.
Just give him more. Just he has more. So much, just give him more.
Forget defense when you can score points.
Right. Yes. 31, Rams, they have to replace Dominican Sue. Jerry Tiller, defensive tackle, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, Sue did sign
he's
that.
Yep, he's a free agent. He's so not, it was a one-year deal.
Where do you think he's going?
I don't think he's going to get paid like he wants to. I wish he would come absolutely back. Absolutely not. I wish he would just go back to... But I don't know if they even have the money to do it.
Nah, I don't think so.
Huh.
Would you take him here?
Depends on the money.
Hmm.
Like yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would. But it also depends on the money. And this one, for the New England Patriots... The one thing the Patriots do not have, wide receiver.
They're Marquise not going to go for it.
Brown.
They're not going to go for it.
Marquise Brown, outside wide receiver.
I went
not,
defense.
You did defense? But I was just like, what is the one thing New England does not have? And they do not have an outside receiver.
They don't, but they don't.
They won't go for it.
No. All right, so what?
This is 21? 21 through 32.
All right, number 21 mm-hmm. for me. The Seahawks.
Right.
Jalen Ferguson.
Okay. I didn't even have him.
Louisiana Tech. That's why you didn't have him.
That's why I didn't have
him. I just felt like on the edge, they right. need to replace right. what they've lost. I felt like he was good enough. The Ravens.
Cool.
Metcalf.
So we both had the same position.
Same
they
school.
They need whatever skill. Like, the first four picks need to be skill players.
But the beauty of the Ole Miss, mm-hmm. they always recruit 6'3 and up.
Yes.
Big boy receivers, big which I boy. Love their receivers. They're just massive. If you're small, they don't recruit you.
Yeah, they don't want you.
And it works for them. Mm-hmm. Number three, the Texans.
23.
Oh, what did I say?
You said three.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm thinking early. 23, the Texans. Titus Howard out of Alabama State. Really? HBCU. Is that? Yeah, HBCU?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alabama State.
Oh, yeah. That'd big be boy, tough, hungry, wants it.
Cool.
That's all I got to say. No, you guys dope. Will see. That's he's going to go high somewhere. If not there, you'll see. I always have to sneak in something like that, by the way. The Raiders, number 24,
mm-hmm.
Greedy. Greedy Williams.
So you have Greedy all that far down. And you're talking about what's my beef with Ryan Murphy? You got Greedy?
I had to scratch mine out and then put some beef towards you. I'm sorry if that happens in real life. I had to get Daryl back. Yeah, I had him down there.
No lie. Let's say yours is correct.
Okay.
If Greedy Williams falls, Falcons need to do whatever they can to go back in that first round and get him.
Hey, I'm with it.
They need to do whatever
it takes. I personally feel they need to do it, period.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely agree. All
right. 25. Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter Lawrence.
Okay.
I had him all the way down there because I'm like...
I don't even have Dexter Lawrence in my first round.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, did I? No, because I have Christian Wilkinson.
Okay.
But I have Dexter.
I had him down there because he's good, but I'm not trusting a Clemson D-line type guy. A little issues. But I'm just like, we've seen it enough,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not going to put him high.
Okay.
So, number 26, the Colts, I have mm-hmm. Draymond Jones.
Okay.
DL, Ohio State. 27, the Raiders.
Cool. Because I thought about him in that position too when I did it.
Yeah. The Raiders next, 27th pick,
mm-hmm.
Riley Ridley.
Wow, that high.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I know you don't think he's as good as his brother.
I do not. I think he's good though.
How close to his brother is fantastic.
His brother's fantastic.
I but just how think, close do you think he
I
is?
I think he's just a step down. I think he's not
a big
that
step
far.
Or. Oh, then yeah,
he's not that far.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're probably going defense,
right?
But if they could slide this in,
okay.
If not later, I think they need to.
Cool.
They really need to put some more points back up there.
Cool.
The 28th pick, the Chargers,
mm-hmm.
Devin Bush.
Okay.
Linebacker, Michigan.
I can see that.
29th pick, the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Jerry Tiller.
Jerry Tiller.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, defensive tackle. I also think Notre whichever Dame. Defensive player you feel is best for the Chiefs, you need to get.
Okay. So the Packers, 30th pick. They got this pick from the Saints. What, the Saints don't have a pick?
Saints don't have because they traded that pick.
Yeah, okay.
Davenport last year.
Yeah, Irv Smith, Alabama, tight end.
I just feel like...
I don't actually, when I say this, I don't actually think they need that position here.
Yeah, because they have Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, so... But then I was thinking the old Patriots tight.
Oh, with two tight ends.
The two tight ends. I feel he would be amazing with that.
Okay.
So that's why I said that. And then the 31st pick, I have,
the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. Mm-hmm. I have Bradbury, North Carolina State.
Gotcha.
Offensive lineman.
Cool.
What do you think about that?
I think it's cool. I think it's good. The only with offensive line, I thought they were number one in running. I didn't think they had a problem.
I just felt like, they could be a little better after that Super Bowl.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely. So that's it. 32nd pick, Patriots. Wrap this up. I have, I think his name's Rockison, Temple corner.
You have a corner.
I have a corner. I also think they're gonna trade their first round pick. So that's why I was just like, if they did, then yes. But it was hard because I don't really see them even going in the first round because strategically.
So. Yeah, I think they're going to get some Hall of Famer in the seventh round, and they'll be fine. But I just think, had to look, what is the one thing the Patriots don't have? Julian Edelman's inside. They have Rob Gronkowski as their outside. So if they get an outside receiver, like, they're going to be... Like, they're doing this without an outside receiver.
I know, and that's why...
They get one.
You're thinking from a, of course, GM perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking from a Patriots perspective. They're Patriots. Not going to do it. Because that guy, the outside receiver guy, is always going to want the money. Unless they can get a top free agent type guy, develop somebody, kind of like the Seahawks have done with their receiving core. If they can do that, then yeah. But they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but if you get somebody like Marquise Brown or even Kelvin Harmon... Like, first of all, the rookie contracts are not that high, but
that's true.
But if you could get that receiver, like you put him like Josh Gordon, like
so. Oh, I forgot about that dude. Dang, Gordon. That's
what I was thinking.
You've seen what that could be. Yeah, smart. I like that. That's very smart.
That's just what I was
because thinking. It's kind of like the rookie contracts aren't that much, especially the lower you get. You need that. Yeah, you're right. It's not that much. So it's kind of like getting a dope and really good free agent, but you're paying him lower than what he deserves. Right. I'm just being real.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and I think people should tell us, who do y'all like our mock drafts, dude? Is there somebody, you know... You feel like we missed, or you something, or we're just blatantly wrong. The funny thing about it
or
is,
or if you guys think another position in where we put people,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna be doing this quite frequently until the draft. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, we'll probably only get two right, and that's probably the first two.
That's so true.
Like, so
it's usually like that.
It's
man.
Like Nick Bosa. We all know Nick Bosa's gonna go. Yeah. So we're gonna get that, and then maybe Josh Allen will go second, and we're all messed up.
At that point. It's a free for all.
It's just a free for all. But no, I think the draft is fun. It's tough.
It's very tough. It makes or breaks teams, careers, in the office and on the field, or in any sport. It's very tough. I think football is a lot trickier than some other things. Basketball, you give people time to develop. Right. You can tweak some things. Mm-hmm.
And in basketball, you can draft like a whole bunch of wing players.
Yeah.
Football, you can't draft you can't play draft like every wide receiver. No. You have to really be strategic.
All right, this little receiver is about to play punt protection. And then this.
Yeah,
and that.
You can't do it because you have to think smarter. What do your team has? What do they need? So even I'm looking up their depth chart as I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I switch. Like sometimes they might have their line.
Yeah.
So I went with safety or linebacker. Right. And it's just like, you kind of, it's hard, man.
It is hard. So You guys will find out if we're right or if we're wrong. But to wrap this up, let's just talk about a little bit in the news.
Okay.
Johnny Manziel was cut from his CFL team today. Do you think this is it for him?
I do. I think he's had so many chances.
He has had so many chances, and you know how I feel. I like the guy.
I do too.
I like it low-key, his arrogance. Always have. He's gotten away with a lot of stuff.
I also think it depends on what he... Because they never came out and said why.
He got cut?
Yeah. They just say he breached his contract, but they didn't say how. Now, if it's like alcohol and drugs, this guy has a major problem, and he needs to get that corrected.
He did do rehab for a little bit, and I think it might be something like that. He had an interview. He went from being the top big guy to dealing with some issues, and then
he just needs to get help. He just needs to work on his life. Forget about football.
Yeah.
Work on his life.
And his family has money, so he's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. If not, I think in the new league, which we'll study up on more, and we'll talk about it next time, but the AAF league, I think he has a chance there. It has pros.
He has pros there.
There, and I think he could do fine, and he could be the face of that. Again, and
we might need a quarterback for that AAF league.
Oh, bro, we're so trash. Might need what the Atlanta Legends.
Yeah, we might need a quarterback, but yes,
I like that.
So, okay, saying that with that avenue, then yes, Johnny Manziel does have a shot.
If it's not deeper than that, as far as his vice being drugs and alcohol, then yes. If it's just like there's issues, I think he has that last chance. I think he's above the AFL and the IFL, Indoor Football League, and Arena Football League.
Arena Football League,
I think he's above that. And what's the league called that your fiance works for?
That's an Indoor Football League.
But it's a different division, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know about that. And what's the team called again?
The,
See?
I forgot, and I got a shirt for it.
Yeah. Well,
I'll let y'all know.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, you know, he still can probably play. He needs to be coached better. Somebody that'll be tough on him.
Yeah, and he just needs to be real with himself. Like, if it's drugs.
Yeah.
If it's is substance abuse of any kind.
Right.
He needs to be extremely real with himself.
Yeah.
And get help.
Get help. Well, especially you're young, man. Like, fix that. Like, take some time out. You're still young. You can still play football after if you know.
And it's the Atlanta Havocs. That's the Indoor Football League.
Yes. Yes. But if it is that, then just get help, man. Like,
yes, please.
You're still young, and you could still come back in the league. Like I said, this new league, Richardson, Trent
Richardson? Yeah, Trent Richardson is there.
Yeah.
Buddy from Georgia. I never care for him. Keep talking.
But I'm saying that people keep talking.
Yeah, I gotta look it up. Because I'm so bad with names.
Yeah, no. I
today.
Could.
Today but, I've been really bad.
You know, a lot of people are getting second chances. Some people don't want to go to Canada to play. And then this is here. And then we also had another league just
Aaron Murray,
yeah. I actually liked him.
I did not.
I know. But I did not. But there was another league like this that was like a professional semi-pro type league that, you know, fell through a few years back. Dang, I forgot the name of that league.
We suck at names.
Yes.
So today we're just off.
I don't know.
We're so off.
But they give people a chance, and then if you're a sports fan, it's on.
Yeah. And XFL is coming back.
It's coming back. So, but do you remember the old league?
Oh, yeah.
People would get hurt.
Wait, he hate me.
Oh, dude's a legend.
Yes.
He should have his jersey retired in the Hall of Fame for the NFL, even though he has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
But yeah, he hate me.
He hate me.
But anything else news-wise? Oh, one more thing I wanted to bring up. Zion, did you see his insurance contract that he signed?
I heard about it. I didn't actually
I think it was
see
$16 to $18 million dollars just in case he falls below
people,
the 16th pick.
Which won't happen.
That's amazing, though.
Which won't happen. Quickly, do you think Zion should sit out the rest of the year?
Oh, good question. Me as a Duke fan, no. In general, yes and no. We talked about this.
Yeah, we were texting.
Yeah, but I'm okay either way.
Uh-huh.
But after you brought that to my attention, I said no. Uh-huh. You have a chance to win, and you're fun. Yes. You're fun to watch, and it's February right now, mm-hmm. And then you wouldn't play again till we'll say October.
Yeah, right.
That's on a the long NBA season, time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
do you think he would do summer league?
Yeah, I think he'll do summer league.
Okay,
but I think no. I think no way, no how. And this is why I say it because Carmelo Anthony. Take Carmelo Anthony, great scorer.
Yeah,
he's never done anything really competitive in the NBA. He's been a great scorer, but he always has, I won an NCAA championship. Duke has a chance to dominate. Like, nobody has dominated that tournament before. Yeah. I think you go. If they had, let's say he was like Ben Simmons and played for LSU and they don't have a chance, then I would say sit out.
Yeah.
But they have a chance to destroy the tournament.
And I feel you on that. You went there 1 year, Carmelo. You won that ring. Mm-hmm. LeBron didn't go to college. Yep. Wade went to college, didn't win the ring.
Right. Because Anthony Davis has an NCAA championship. Right. So even though, like.
But I still don't even put the. I don't put that on everybody. Carmelo's definitely different. I think that is Carmelo's championship.
That is, but sometimes.
But
that
I don't think like Anthony Davis. I don't put that because I still think he has a chance to still make a move.
He's still young enough to do. But Zion, you just don't know. You go to the Knicks organization. We think.
Okay, since you're putting it on high caliber, not saying Anthony Davis is not high caliber, but there's certain level of high caliber that. Right. You just know, not saying he's not, once again, but like Carmelo was, which I still feel, you know, he has a place in the NBA still. I think you're right then. Zion should try and get this ring, and then you never know. But I still think you have a chance for him to get one. He's so young, you know. He's not even in the league to write his future.
Right, right. His future is going to be great.
You're right, but yeah.
Might not be an NBA championship.
You're right.
It just might not be.
What if he's a bust?
And that could also be it.
That's true.
It could be a bust. So get your championship now. Right. Get what's in front of you now. This is why. If Duke had not a shot.
A lot of these people aren't thinking these days.
But if Duke didn't have a shot, then I say sit out.
Because I don't think you've seen a high caliber player like this in a long time. Absolutely. Because he would have straight up gone from high school to the NBA.
Yep. And he's exciting.
Yeah, he's super exciting.
Think of the tournament without him.
I think, which I don't know if you're thinking about this, that he may actually be considering waiting because he's being pumped. Plus, in the $18 million insurance contract, you are being pumped in your mind.
You know you're going to be. You're not falling to 60.
You're not falling.
You're not.
You're not falling past two. You're not. You're going number one.
You're going number one.
But the latest you're going number two.
Is two. And that's RJ Barrett has to do like something crazy in the tournament for you to even
tournament slash, you know,
like he has to be Kobe Esch in the tournament.
Yeah. So you're right. The tournament is going to decide a lot on that. So he may wait. But all in all, as a Duke fan, I think he should play. I think they're hurt without him. They're discombobulated. It's actually exposing a lot of their freshmen that were
Cam Reddish is being
exposed, and it's hurting them. And a lot of these people are low key gonna have to stay one more year because of Zion. That's crazy. Think about his stock.
Yes,
actually went up.
It went up when they because they're struggling.
That's crazy. The more I don't play, the more I get highly praised.
Right.
I also. To wrap this up, I don't think he should sign with Nike, even though I think they're the best product out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you should. I think he's going to have bigger offers now more than ever from other people saying, hey, you want this to happen again? If not, go to Adidas.
Yeah, or you can capitalize on it. Other brands can capitalize on this. And that's why I'm saying Nike could even capitalize.
His checks are about to be?
Oh, it's going to be stupid. Bro. And Nike is going to, like, Nike's going to write a stupid check.
To try to keep balance, he's
going to capitalize off this. No matter where he goes, he's going to capitalize. But it's funny. I Google searched Zion real quick because I wanted to see when he comes back. And one of the articles that came up was LeBar Ball doesn't want Zion Williamson for Big Baller Brand.
He doesn't want him?
He does not want
him. But that was one of the things I wanted to say too really quick was I felt like Balls should have capitalized on this too.
But this is what he said. He said, my boys are bigger than Zion. is what he says. So
did he say they were better than Jordan?
Yeah, he said they're better than Curry. Oh my everybody. God! So,
but I love that mentality.
I know. I one of my favorite shows is Ball in the Family. I know. I love it.
And you know, I was watching this other podcast or listening to it, and this competitive like this person used to compete, and he kind of humbled out. Mm-hmm. And it actually affected him as a player. Sometimes some people need that dog, that mm-hmm. that bite, that fire, that I'm super cocky, but that drives me to be better.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I was like that. If you know me now, I'm mm-hmm. super humble, but right. when I'm playing and I'm competitive, you need to know I may not be the best player, but nobody's better than me. Think about how, right. what I just
yeah.
said.
Yeah, absolutely. That nobody's going to work
pretty much you're
than you
saying and... you're the best player, but you're being humble about it and saying nobody's better than
nobody's
me.
Nobody's better.
So, yeah. Anything else in the news you want to talk about before we peace on out?
I think that's it.
All right, y'all. So, you guys can catch us on our Twitter account, Third String Pod. That's 3RD String Pod, P-O-D. And on Instagram mm-hmm. at Third String Podcast, spelled out as you guys see here. Right, so you can right. also can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. Daryl, you want to plug yours real quick?
Yeah, my Instagram is Daryl the Jedi. And I'm not really on Twitter that much, but my Twitter yeah. is Don't Have an Idea. Oh, at Don't Have an Idea.
Okay, yes. I like that. And all around, you can find me at McFresh. So, yes. this will do it for episode 3 of the Third String Podcast. We can't play the game, therefore we talk about
we
it.
We talk about it.
We are the Third String Podcast.
And don't forget the comment. Let us know. Let us know what
please,
we're dead
guys.
Wrong at.
Please. You guys can check us out on different Google Play. You can iTunes. Still working on that. Spotify. Mm-hmm.
Spotify.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can catch us around. Please leave a like. And comment and hit us up on the social medias. Let us know what you guys think of our draft picks. And we're going to continue this. This will be uploaded every Friday. You can find us. And this is Daryl and Miguel signing out. Yep. And we will catch you guys later. Peace.
Peace.